These are belted Galloways.
State Representative Charlie Meyer is a farmer by birth. He tends 1,400 acres with just one hired hand.
We're in Oakville, Illinois, in my family kitchen. Built in 1907, my grandma drug all the logs home with a team of mules for the house and the barn, and then they were cut up here.
Meyer's a big, blonde, round-faced guy. Solid. He looks like a farmer in a year of abundant harvest. He's a small government Republican.
Pro-life. Pro-business.
He won his first election in 2012. That same year, Governor Pat Quinn shocked the people in Meyer's district when he decided to close two state institutions for people with developmental disabilities. One of them was the 50-year-old Murray Developmental Center.
We will provide individualized care, and we will achieve savings for the people of Illinois.
Ever since, Meyer's been in a bitter fight to save the state-run facility for people with conditions like severe autism and cerebral palsy. It's a battle clouded by politics, jobs, and human suffering.
How much has this dominated your life?
It is my life. I mean, I have a policy that people can call me from 6 a.m. till midnight. They all have my cell phone. Everywhere I go, this is the conversation, because they know that I will try to help them with whatever problem they have with this.
The Murray Center is in Centralia, Illinois, about an hour east of St. Louis. It's a circle of small residential buildings on a grassy campus. When I drove into the small town, I saw a huge green Save Murray Center sign in the middle of the cornfields. Those signs are all over. One chiropractor in a town 20 miles away from Murray painted the plea in big block letters on his office roof. The struggle over Murray pits those of us upstate against everyone down there. At least that's how they see it. And it has a lot of Democrats and Republicans reversing their typical battle lines. Most important, it's the local version of a debate happening nationally between advocates who see facilities like Murray as dinosaurs and parents and guardians who are certain their loved ones won't survive without this kind of care.
Here's that one picture. I never show these to people, but...
Judy Grauner's 26-year-old daughter, Catherine, moved into Murray 8 years ago. I met Judy and Catherine at the center back in August. Catherine is friendly and funny and completely there. She's obsessed with firefighters. And when I met her, she called me butthead, which I was assured means she likes me. But Catherine has what her mom calls meltdowns, where she tries to hurt herself. Badly.
That's just in one day, and she'd look like that every day. Broken nose, day after day. And after her meltdown, she'd say, "Mom, you better get the bag of vegetables, because I'd put that on all her bumps and bruises." And that was our life, you know. And she was going to kill herself by hitting her head so much if I didn't have a place like this. And all these other places we tried. We tried everything before we put her in here.
Grauner says deciding to place Catherine at Murray was the hardest and best thing she's ever done. Now Quinn's plan is to move Catherine and the rest of the Murray residents into smaller group homes out in the community. But Grauner says these places with just one or maybe two workers at a time wouldn't be able to keep Catherine safe.
I always kid, I said she's like the Incredible Hulk. And it takes five people to try and hold her. She's that strong. She's that powerful. And the community just isn't set up for someone like her yet. And I just feel so bad because I want her to be able to leave Murray one day, but it needs to be on her terms, when she's ready.
That's Bobby's room and Jeff's room and the office.
Is this your room?
This my room.
Eddie Fleming lived in the Jacksonville Developmental Center until it was closed in 2012. Jacksonville serves the same sort of people as at Murray, and it's on a big, grassy campus like Murray, but it looks more like a typical institution. Big, hulking buildings made of stone. Now, Fleming lives in this four-bedroom house in a nice neighborhood in Springfield with two other former Jacksonville residents. Fleming clearly loves it here. He's got his own room, and he has control over the money he makes at his part-time job picking up trash. He's used that money to fill his room with electronics. Two stereos, one on each side of his bed, a TV, and a karaoke machine, which he uses to sing two songs for me, including Proud to be an American. The people who work with Fleming say he has flourished since the move.
Community living is much more individualized and presents a much higher quality of life, a healthier, safer life.
That's Tony Pulowski, the head of the disability advocacy group, the Arc of Illinois. He says it also helps the bottom line.
You can serve three people in the community as opposed to one person in a state developmental center.
Pulowski and the researchers I talked to say people with the highest needs are the ones who benefit the most from moving into the community. And he says Quinn deserves credit for making a good but unpopular choice.
Here you have a Democratic governor, and Governor Quinn, strong support from these state unions. And then on the other side, you have Republicans all of a sudden saying, well, we need to keep these facilities open, which happen to be the least productive and the most expensive. This is where waste is in the Illinois disability system.
Centralia, most of it is in Marion County, and it is typically one of the five highest unemployment counties in the state of Illinois. And the closing of Murray Center's 541 jobs would equal to laying off between 80 and 100,000 people in the city of Chicago. Can you imagine if the governor announced he was going to lay off 80,000 people in the city of Chicago's area? But down here in southern Illinois, he just doesn't seem to care about that.
Meyer and Grauner, and just about everyone else I talk to around Murray, say this decision isn't about party, it's about geography.
I used to live up in the Chicago area, DuPage County. The services are, they feel like an abundancy up in the Chicago area, and they aren't down here. It's like they just don't truly care.
One thing Quinn surely does care about,
there are so many people I know, because of Murray Center, will vote Republican.
And the numbers bear that out. Back in the Democratic primary, T.O. Hardeman, a Chicago guy who couldn't muster 30% statewide, beat Quinn by more than 2-1 in Marion County. The people around Murray were sending a message. And that message isn't about jobs or politics. It's about what they believe is the best care for the people they love. During my trip, people told me state government is there to help the most vulnerable. That's something the Murray parents and the people trying to close Murray agree on. It might be the only thing. I'm Patrick Smith.